I am Sim Carney, and I am from Adair and pork producer. Trade is important to the U.S. pork industry. Last year, for example, our industry exported nearly $4.8 billion of pork, an amount that added about $56 for each hog producers were paid. The U.S. is the number one exporter in the pork world, and we're also the lowest cost producer. For us to remain successful and viable in our industry, we need new and expanded markets. Right now, we have a prime opportunity of growing our markets. We have three FTAs we've been working on. We've been working on them for quite some time: Colombia, Panama, and Korea. These FTAs would eliminate tariffs for the U.S. pork and other products. Combined, would add more than $11 price producers would receive for their pigs, and would generate about 10,000 U.S. jobs. The South Korea deal alone would add more than $10 to each hog and create 9,000 jobs to the pork industry. Those are U.S. jobs. We need the administration and Congress to act on these FTAs now, because with these deals have languished for more than 3 years, other countries have negotiated their own trade deals with Colombia and Panama and South Korea, and the United States has lost market share in those nations. If we fail to implement our FTAs with South Korea, for example, the U.S. would eliminate elimination from the market over a 10-year period because of the South Korea-European Union FTAs, which go into effect July 1. We face familiar adverse scenarios in Colombia and Panama, both which recently completed FTAs with Canada. Not implementing these FTAs, not only will the U.S. not create jobs, but in fact will lose jobs. While the U.S. must move forward with its pending FTAs, the U.S. must also meet obligation of its current FTAs. While the U.S. must move forward with it, under the NAFTA, U.S. pork exports to Mexico have grown by 780%, making it our second largest value market, with sales of almost $1 billion in 2010. The longstanding trucking dispute between the U.S. and Mexico has threatened our position in the Mexican market. A recent agreement on the implementation of the program that allows Mexican trucks to haul goods into the U.S. will lead to Mexico suspending the tariffs placed on $2.4 billion of U.S. goods, which includes tariffs on U.S. pork products. NPPC urges Congress to allow the trucking program to go forward. The United States must live up to its NAFTA trade obligations on trucking. To do otherwise would jeopardize the thousands of U.S. jobs because Mexico undoubtedly will reinstate and probably raise the tariffs on U.S. goods. Equally important to the future of the U.S. pork exports is our ability to hold our trading partners accountable and enforcement of trade agreements. In 2008, the U.S. exported over 200,000 metric tons of pork to Russia, making it one of our largest markets. Since then, however, U.S. exports to Russia have fallen 60%. Due to non-science-based restrictions such as delisting of U.S. pork plants over unfounded SPS issues. Russia is currently in the final stages of its WTO accession negotiations. For the United States to maintain access to the Russia pork market and to begin recovering lost sales, it is critical that the Obama administration use the WTO accession negotiations with Russia to eliminate the country's restrictions on U.S. pork. We must also negotiate an equivalency agreement with Russia on SPS issues and plant inspections. NPPC strongly supports U.S. participation in Trans-Pacific Partnership. In addition to removal of the SPS barriers to trade, the TPP would provide U.S. pork producers major benefits through the elimination of import duties and in participating countries. Vietnam in particular, which maintains a number of import barriers, offers the most potential for expanded U.S. pork exports. According to the Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes, the short-term potential for U.S. pork exports to Vietnam if imported duties and SPS barriers were eliminated is $80 million, while long-term potential is $600 million. The TPP will also allow the U.S. to address SPS barriers with other negotiating members such as Malaysia, Australia, and New Zealand. To continue as leaders in the global economy, the U.S. pork industry needs new and expanded markets that support America's producers. Increased pork exports are good for the U.S. pork industry and the United States.